What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the obvious disconnect between NASA and NOAA, which are still out there trying to scream that this is the hottest year on record, and the fact that we are getting snow and ice in both hemispheres, northern and southern. The ski resorts have opened early down in Australia and New Zealand. They were able to stay open late during our spring, suffered a lot of crop damage from the delayed spring. And now, of course, here we are, the day before the summer solstice, day before the strawberry moon, and we've had snow here in Hawaii, all over the Pacific Northwest, New Hampshire, freezes in New York. You can't reconcile the two unless you come to the conclusion that once again the government is lying to us to get our money and our obedience. Booga booga, the world is going to end unless you do what we tell you. It is rather amazing here. Let's see. Okay, according to a new poll over in Great Britain, the Leave vote has increased since last week's killing of the British Member of Parliament. So that little piece of political assassination has backfired because most people understand that's what's going on in the world. These events are created to suit political agenda, whether it's Joe Cox, Orlando, San Bernardino, Boston, Sandy Hook, Columbine, the Oklahoma City bombing, 9/11 itself. Now, getting on back to the environment. Over in Great Britain, they have a shale gas company, INEOS. And they have now reached an agreement with the British government that they are going to discharge their fracking wastewater right into the ocean. And they're claiming that the government of Great Britain has determined that this fracking wastewater is perfectly safe, especially if it's diluted in the North Sea. Well, the problem is, there are a lot of fish in the North Sea. It's a food source for much of that part of the world. And once this cocktail of poison chemicals gets into the fish, it's going to stay there. And apparently these oil companies, not satisfied with having wrecked the Gulf of Mexico, are going to make all the fish in the North Sea unsafe to eat. It is amazing. Now, story coming on out. Kellogg's has announced it's voluntarily recalling certain varieties and limited dates of the production of Mother's, Keebler, Kellogg's, Special K, Brownies, Murray, and Famous Amos snacks and cookies because they may contain undeclared peanut residue. And apparently the problem was its flour supplier, GrainCraft, sent out flour that turned out to be contaminated with peanut residue. Now, you need to remember, this would not be a problem at all in the first place if the vaccine companies hadn't started using peanut oil as a vaccine adjuvant, which is what's created this epidemic of peanut anaphylaxis in the population. See, when they shoot that vaccine in there, the adjuvants are there to provoke an immune system response, supposedly to the pathogen that's in the vaccine, but it also provokes an immune system response against the adjuvants themselves, including peanuts. And that's why peanuts have become so dangerous for so many people. If they're exposed even to peanut dust, they can go into shock and die. Because peanut oil is something you are supposed to eat and digest, not inject straight into your veins. And it's another indication of the incredible degree of recklessness that we see in Big Pharma They just want to get a product out the door. They want it patented. They want market exclusivity. They want profit. They want money. And, hey, if it causes harm, we'll come up with something else to sell you. The pharmaceutical industry, the entire medical industrial complex, needs us to be constantly sick, needs us to be in constant need of costly treatments month after month after month after month. Their business model falls apart if the American people become healthy. You want to talk about predatory behavior? The business of the medical industrial complex is not health. It's illness and profiting thereby. That's really what it comes down to. They need us to be chronically sick. Okay, we're going to take a second here to welcome our on-air affiliates back to our little broadcast here. We were talking about peanut anaphylaxis and its links to the use of peanut oil as a vaccine adjuvant, and what a very reckless thing that was to do, and how the corporatized medical establishment in this country literally could not survive if the American people actually got healthy. Their business model needs us all to be chronically ill, needs us all for chronic, constant treatment here. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. OB in Colorado, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to comment on the peanut thing. Back when the H1N1 thing was a big scare, I got that vaccine, and I was very sick for 2 months after that. I had breathing problems and everything. But after that, I became allergic to peanuts.
Yes.
And I'll never get another vaccine again. When they gave me that one, it nearly killed me.
Yeah, and it's all been distorted. I mean, American medical care is now the most expensive in the world, and it's ranked something like 30th in quality, because it's not about effective health care, it's about making money. And that extends even to this whole Obamacare nonsense, which was all about making more profits for the health insurance companies that wrote the Affordable Care Act, with these health insurance companies sharing part of that surge of money with the government in the form of taxation. And it was never about the health of the people. It's all about business, making more money off the people for less product.
Well, 4 years ago, I was on 22 different pharmaceuticals every day. I was in stage 3 kidney failure. I stopped all those pills. Now my kidneys are functioning fine.
I'm glad to hear it. I am very glad to hear it. And I occasionally I do have to go to a doctor if I have a serious issue, like my hospital stay a couple of years ago. But other than that, no, I don't want them touching my body. And my wife gives me, you know, tons and tons of vitamin pills every day. And we make our own nano silver. In fact, I made up a batch just yesterday. And we're trying to eat healthy. We're trying to avoid chemical food additives. We're trying to avoid GMO, which is very hard because they won't put honest labels on the food. And again, the entire business model is to make more money off of you. I'll give you a really good example. Monosodium glutamate. Now, I have to avoid it because it's a migraine trigger. But it's very, very popular with food manufacturers because it interferes with the brain's signal that you've had enough to eat. And that's why manufacturers love to put it in products. They'll conceal it under a wide variety of names like autolyzed yeast extract. Because if you're eating their processed food and you've got this MSG in there, you will eat more of it. And then you'll have to go back to the store and buy more, and their profits go up. Now, this is a big reason for the obesity epidemic in this country. Our food is doped with chemicals that make us eat more. In a world where there is rampant famine in other countries, there's even hunger and famine here in the United States of America. But MSG interferes with that I'm full signal. Aspartame makes you crave more carbohydrates. It's why the food stores will pair liter bottles of diet soda with the corn chips, because they know you'll drink the diet soda and then you'll be craving carbohydrates, and you eat the corn chips and they make more money.
Exactly. Well, I try to stay, as natural as I can, but you know, I've decided I'm going to try to go the herbal route for all my medical conditions, and I have a lot. But I was on the pharmaceutical bandwagon for a dozen years, taking huge amounts of pills, and I was getting sicker.
Yes. For which they would offer to sell you another pill.
Exactly. Well, my kidneys were failing and my liver and my pancreas was failing. I was like, wait a minute, I'm dying here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a treadmill. I mean, my wife and I went through this many, many years ago, the beginning, if you will, of my grand awakening regarding the true nature of our medical establishment. Claire was suffering just horrible joint pains. And being a musician, it was interfering with her ability to do her music. And that, of course, was just heartbreaking. And we went the orthodox medical route. They gave her all kinds of medications. Some were off-label. Special shoes, ointments, creams. They kept x-raying her and saying, it's got to be arthritis. We're not seeing it, but it's got to be arthritis here. Buy some arthritis medication. And this went on for about 5 years. And finally, I just said, this is not working. And I did a little research, and I found out all of her symptoms were explainable by sensitivity to formaldehyde, and specifically the chemicals called formaldehyde precursors, which are used in lower-end cosmetics and cleaning products, because these chemicals will break down and spontaneously form formaldehyde, which is a preservative. It's also a carcinogen. And we did a scrub out of our house. We got rid of all the formaldehyde precursors, and Claire was well. We'd solved it in a single day after waiting for the medical establishment to fix it for 5 years. Anything else, Obi?
No, just your wife's got a beautiful voice, and I want to get some of the music, but I live on $800 disability, so I can't afford much. So
I'll tell you what. Send me an email, and I'll mail you one of her CDs, okay?
Okay. Is your email address on the RBN website?
It's on my own website, whatreallyhappened.com, okay? And just send me your address, and I'll drop one of her CDs in the mail to you, okay?
Okay, thanks, Michael. Have a good day.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. Okay, I understand our boss, John Stedmiller, wants to come on the air for a few minutes. He's got apparently some news to share with us. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Michael. First of all, this is the first time I've been on your program since you've come back, and welcome home.
Well, thank you very much. I thought we'd had you on earlier, and that was my delinquency, and I apologize for that.
Oh, no. I just want to take the opportunity to thank you for coming back to the network. What you add to the already voluminous information flow on this network has always been spot on, and I appreciate you coming back with us. And I'd like to give a shout-out to your loyal listeners out there. I know we've put them through Haiti in high water here with the archive issue. Your archives have been hacked, and it's been just an absolute nightmare. And a lot of your folks were making inquiries through you, and you'd pass them along. And I just want to get up here and take the opportunity today that I have been assured that the new platform for the archives based on Blueberry is going to be up and functionable within a week. And I am told that through many of the different apps and RSS feeds and available YouTube channel, we're going to double the listenership to your program in short order. So I just
that's really good to hear.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you and the patience of your listeners for hanging in there. And that's about all. One other thing, I heard you talking about Brexit. The movie Brexit, the movie, I should say, is posted on republicbroadcasting.org. And I was on Bill Deagle's show a little bit earlier today, and I said, you know, this might be the most important 1 hour and 11 minutes you'll ever spend in your life. This is coming up on a referendum for vote in the UK this Thursday. And I said to Bill, I said, do you want to talk about importance? Let me rank it probably right up there with the firstborn. All right. So this is how important this is. And this is the piece of the puzzle that will make people understand, Mike. Aside from the funny money people and the banking and all the other gnarly stuff that's going on right now, this is the one piece that will glue the puzzle together so people can understand exactly what global governance is all about. So I just wanted... Go ahead.
Yeah, it is a great movie. I've looked at it. I've posted it to What Really Happened as well. And I'd like to sort of do a call to Rivero's Rangers to go and look at this Brexit the movie. It's an hour and 10 minutes long, as John was saying here. And you need to forward this to everybody you know in Great Britain and tell them that they have to watch it before they vote. And it is. It lays out exactly what's going on. The European Union is controlled by unelected officials. The European Union Parliament does not actually have any power and authority to create or repeal laws. They're just there to make they're there to make it look like it's some kind of a democracy, but it isn't.
Yeah,
it's a European dictatorship.
Well, and there I said there was four things that I wanted Donald Trump to do: build the wall, smash the TTP and the TTIP. Do Ron Paul as vice president, and I forget what the fourth one was, but in order of importance, I think he's promising jobs, he's going to talk to the corporations, and do exactly the reverse of what the European Union has done as far as taxation, rules, regulations, and all of that. He's going to make it more comfortable for these corporations to move back into America, restore the jobs, so people can actually, once again, with disposable income, my God, we haven't heard that in a long time, with their disposable income to buy the products that they actually make again. So, you know, that's my wish list for Donnie Trump in this November. But I'll get out of your hair, Mr. Rivero. I thank you so much for being back, and I thank the audience that you brought back to this network. I just can't put it into words. Ron McDonald and I will be reviewing Brexit the movie following your show right here on RBN on the National Intel Report. And say hello to your wife for me, Claire.
I certainly will say hello, and I'm sure she'll say hello back. And thank you for spending some time with us today. And I'll remind everybody at the end of my show that they should stay tuned for your show, because you're going to be talking about Brexit the movie. This is probably the most important video on this subject out there, and just people really need to see it.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you, John. We're going to let you go here. And let me leave a little note for our control room technician here. Now then, getting on back to this idea that we live in a world where we live in a nation, it's a world, where making money and selling products is the sole priority for these corporations, and they don't care if they put out bad products, which leads us to the terribly tragic story of Anton Yelchin. And Anton Yelchin is an actor, was an actor. You probably saw him as the new Chekhov in the revival of the Star Trek feature films that were out there. And apparently he was crushed by his own Jeep Grand Cherokee. And the indications are that he thought he had put it into park. And he got out and he was over by his garage and the Jeep rolled and basically crushed him. Now, there is a known problem with this Jeep Grand Cherokee. It was subject to a voluntary recall in the U.S. and worldwide because the gear stick design is very confusing. And people would think the car was in park and it was still in neutral, which is exactly what happened to Anton. And, of course, Jeep's defense of all this is, well, we knew it was a problem, and we sent out, you know, a notification to the drivers and a workaround. Well, I got a better idea. How about we get products that don't need warnings and workarounds? And I don't know about you. I'm sick and tired of buying a product, and then it fails in just a couple of months, and their answer is, oh, you can come back and get another one. I don't want a product that I have to go back and get a new one of every 2 months. I want something that is going to be there when I need it to be there. Why is that such a problem in the United States of America? We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about product safety, and we're talking about the very tragic death of actor Anton Yelchin, who played Chekhov in the relaunch of the Star Trek movies. And it is an absolute shame. And apparently he was crushed by his own Jeep Grand Cherokee. And the problem is there was a design flaw in this vehicle. And apparently there's an electronic gear stick, and it can spring back to the same position after being shifted. Meaning drivers who look at this gear shift can't actually tell if it's really in park or still in neutral. And this flaw was blamed for hundreds of accidents across the U.S. when drivers stepped out of their Jeeps, not realizing it was still in neutral. Could they not have tested this out a little bit further? Remember that other scandal with the keys? Where the key, the ignition lock, was badly designed and the weight of the key could literally switch the engine off? American manufacturing has really declined. I mean, they're really good at putting shiny stuff all over and lights and blinky stuff to make it look like you're getting value for money. But the core quality is just obviously very much in decline here. And you cannot have a working economy without strong manufacturing and strong agriculture, and the United States has neither. Even our weapons development has suffered. And part of it may simply be the fact that because the United States has become so unfriendly to manufacturing, that our best designers and engineers are already in other countries. You have to have respect for manufacturing, or you're not going to have good manufacturing. And part of the problem actually goes back to the end of World War II, where America was in a boom time. Now, part of that was because of Bretton Woods. Another part of it had to do with the fact that the United States was the only nation in World War II whose industrial base had not been bombed into rubble. And so other nations, Japan, all across Europe, that were trying to rebuild their industrial base, they had to come to the United States for machine tools, ball bearings, power tools, everything. And it was an absolute boom time. And companies were expanding so fast, they started running out of managers. And they were reluctant to promote people from the manufacturing floor into management because they needed them on the floor. So Harvard Business School came up with an idea called scientific business management, which was a universal set of procedures and interfaces that could be used to run any company no matter what they really did, or at least that was the promise. It hasn't worked out as smoothly as they would have liked. And they created a degree program to go with it called the Masters in Business Administration, the MBA. And the MBAs would learn about PERT charts and Gantt charts and all the rest of that stuff in scientific management. And the idea was the managers became interchangeable. You could be working at a company making loaves of bread today. 2 months, you could be working for a company that was making rear view mirrors. And from your point of view, it wouldn't really make a difference. And this led to two consequences. Because those early MBAs have grown up to be corporate executives, they have no emotional connection with the process of manufacturing. They have no connection with that floor. They don't know what's going on down on that floor. And it's a very common feature of the human intellect. When there's something you don't understand, you pretend to yourself it's just not that important. And so we have a corporate culture right now that looks down its nose at anybody actually holding a tool in their hand. And that's another reason that our top manufacturers and designers have gone to other countries where they're treated with respect. And it's created a huge, huge problem. When I was a kid, even though the MBA program existed, I grew up in a culture, we still loved making things. And that was a big part of our sense of self-value. We made the best in the world. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently rice being harvested in Japan's Fukushima region, where that meltdown took place and there was a lot of contamination, is once again being sold to the European Union. Apparently the European Union Commission has decided, yeah, we can make money on this, starting with Great Britain next month. Now, the good news is it cooks itself. The bad news is a process called bioaccumulation, where plants that are being grown in radioactive soil will take that radiation up into the plant itself and make it part of their structure. In fact, one of the methods used for cleaning up a radioactive spill is to plant all these plants all over it, let them suck up the radiation, then take the plants and bury them in a landfill. So somebody needs to take some of this rice and check it for contamination. And this is apparently another dictum handed down by that unelected European Union Commission, who's all about money and slavery and power and nobility and not about the health of the people. Hey, you get cancer, we can make money off of you that way. An alert listener wrote in and mentioned to me that when I said the solstice is tomorrow, I was misspeaking. Apparently, it's happening right now, this very second today, 3:34 Pacific Standard Time. So, it's over. We all missed it. Now, as the world, or the computer industry, rather, moves into more and more experiments with artificial intelligence, they're having some unexpected behaviors, which is telling us they don't really know what they've got yet. And there are these AI programs that just sort of go off into a universe of their own. There was this one embarrassment where this AI was reading all of the online news and basically started coming out and saying, yeah, there really is conspiracies in all this. But apparently, there was an experiment going on with a self-learning robot that got out of its testing ground and apparently wandered around on its own for 45 minutes before returning to get a battery charge. It's right out of the movie Short Circuit. Which is, if you haven't seen it, it's a fun movie. It's definitely worth looking at. On a more serious note, there's been a tendency by bankers and computer people and the government to blame the sudden plague of ransomware on the availability of Bitcoin, because that's how you pay the ransomware people anonymously. If we could get rid of the bitcoins, that would be the end of all cybercrime. That's nonsense. There was cybercrime long before Bitcoin came along. And criminals will take advantage of whatever's out there to do their nefarious deeds. Same holds true for politicians. The problem is unauthorized access. The problem is all these back doors the NSA has put into our computers that leave us wide open for these kinds of attacks. We put up an article at whatreallyhappened.com about the 18 worst computer viruses in recent history. And I pointed out, and rightly so, the NSA hasn't done a single thing about any of these. Now, according to Kaspersky, one of the largest hacking collectives out there, the Equation Group, seems to actually be part of the NSA. And again, we get back to this question, whose side is the U.S. government on? Is ransomware just another government way to loot the public, along with civil forfeiture laws? We know the U.S. government spent your tax dollars to give assault weapons to Mexican drug cartels, military weapons to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. At the same time, they're telling you, you can't have any guns. Whose side is the government on? That's a legitimate question to be asking right now, and I think the answer is not the American people. In fact, it almost seems like with the current gun grab that the U.S. government views the American people as some kind of an enemy, because we won't do what we're told. We won't pay all the bills. We will not gladly send our children off to be killed and crippled in wars of conquest. But again, you have this NSA, which has spent huge amounts of money on these data centers that supposedly monitor all of the world's online communications. They can't find the cyber criminals. They somehow missed copying off Hillary's emails or Lois Lerner's emails. They haven't actually found a real terrorist yet, just like TSA. Are they complicit, or are they just another hideous waste of time and money by the United States government? Now, hackers are not all bad. We have this story about a group calling itself the New World Hackers, who are taking over some of these computer-controlled billboards that flash messages electronically all along Interstate 30 in Dallas, and they're putting up messages like, Hillary for prison, which I think we can agree with. And so, again, not all the hackers are necessarily bad. Now, WikiLeaks has already released an encrypted torrent file of the emails from Hillary's server that they say they're about ready to release if their extortion price isn't met. And it's supposed to be a dead man switch file where if anything happens to WikiLeaks or to Julian Assange, the key will be broadcast automatically from an undisclosed location. So if you have Torrent, this may be something worth picking up. Meanwhile, another article from over here in RIMF.com reminding us all that if you are using a smartphone, you're actually paying the costs of your own surveillance. And that could also be extended to the desktop and the tablet. We all know it's loaded with spyware for advertisers, for the government, for the NSA, and they're using your hardware for their purposes without any compensation, which, by the way, is a provision in the Fifth Amendment. Government is not allowed to use your property without just compensation. And the NSA is using our bandwidth. They're using our hard disk space. They're using our CPU cycles without our permission and without any kind of compensation whatsoever, given that the NSA can't find the cyber criminals. They're completely off the reservation of the Constitution, and that makes them an illegal and illegitimate government. Now, a little bit of good news. Apparently, up in New York, they've just passed what they're calling the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, which bans warrantless collection of cell phone data, bans the use of the Stingray system. We still don't know all that it can do. Basically makes it illegal to simply sweep up all the electronic traffic in the hopes that you'll find something. Because it really has gotten completely out of control. Government will not respect your privacy. They've already proven that. You need to be responsible for the privacy of your information and your data. Once it's out there on the cloud, once it's out there on the networks, on somebody else's server, it is open season. And I really don't want to use the cloud. More and more they're trying to force us to use the cloud. They're trying to drag the world back to the computer model of the 1970s, where everything, software and data, is in a giant mainframe owned by corporations and controlled by the government. And all of your electronic devices are merely terminals into that remote device. And I think we need to be blocking that attitude. You need to have your own data under control. And not just because you may be having something to hide, but there have been so many of these failures that have lost data in the cloud. And here's something else you need to think about. If your data is out there on somebody's cloud, it's open to pilfering. Believe it or not, when my wife produced her first CD, Isle of Sanctuary, somebody hacked into our computers from China and was copying off those music files. For all we know, there's a Chinese knockoff of her album that's a hot seller all over China. So you got to take responsibility for your privacy. If you have not read it, and I'm going to put it up on the main page of whatreallyhappened.com. Was an article called Rivero Challenges the NSA. And it's a telling about how over the course of a year, I created 6 encryption challenges for the NSA and for anybody else who cared to try. And not one of them was solved. And then I go on to show how it was all done. The reasoning being that if you're using government-approved encryption, you are wide open. If you are a real criminal and a terrorist, it's actually very easy to defeat the National Security Agency. That's their big, deep, dark, ugly secret. The NSA can't deal with modern computer-based encryption. And so they try and get you to use the standard Microsoft encryption infrastructure, which we know was backdoored. All the way back in Windows NT had a backdoor into it. If you're using any encryption that's off the shelf, off the internet, it's pretty much given that the NSA has backdoored it. And the whole point of my article, Rivero Challenges the NSA, is if you know anything about coding and writing applications, you can, in fact, create encryption that will protect your data from intrusion. And again, I'm not putting this out there for people who are planning crimes and terror, but because we know this government steals business secrets from law-abiding citizens for their own profit. When Claire and I lived in Seattle, they had the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference. Huge scandal. Government agents were caught breaking into conference attendees' computers to steal business secrets to give to Bill Clinton's cronies. That's not fighting terror. That's not fighting crime. That's stealing from you, the American people. And you have a right to protect yourself from criminals. We're going to take a phone call here. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Obi called in a little while ago, and he was telling you about the 23 medications he was on until it started shutting down his kidneys, and he got off them, and his kidneys got repaired from inside.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, because about 2 years ago, before you left RBN, you started taking Joel Wallach's longevity products. Do you still take them?
No, I didn't. I did a little digging in there, and there were some things in there that I didn't think were necessarily the best for me. I mean, these days I do take the Extendivite, and it does seem to really be helping. But we all know that there's you got to be careful with orthodox medicine. The same thing applies to anything that's alternate or independent. You got to read those labels, and you got to do your own research and find out what's going on. The main reason I stopped with the longevity products is they tended to really overstimulate me, like way too much caffeine, and I was not comfortable with that.
Oh, okay. And as far as the Extendivite goes, I just started doing it tomorrow will be one full week. I take one every morning. So I was going to ask you, the other question was, how long did you notice a difference with the Extendivite?
I started noticing the difference after just about a month, but actually the recommended dosage is one capsule three times daily with food. And, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks a lot for that information. That's all I wanted to say. You guys have a great day.
Thank you very much. Got to read that bottle. Got to read the instructions, you know, and, but yes, and... Again, it is a terrible thing. Thank you for the phone call, Jerry. We're going to let you go. It's a terrible thing to literally walk into a grocery store or a pharmacy and know you can't just trust what's there on the shelves. And you have to become a label reader. I am. My Swiss Army knife's got a little magnifier on there to deal with the fine print. When Claire goes down to buy... her skin products, I'm right there with her. I have to read those labels for things that we know are going to cause her physical pain. And that's kind of a terrible situation where you literally cannot trust what is coming off the store shelves. And you have to become your own best researcher and analyst about what is good to put in or on your body and what should be avoided. You have to take responsibility for your own health. Because the people who want to take control of your health are doing so out of profit motives, not because they actually know and care what's good for you. All righty, let's see. Getting on out here. Apparently, Reddit is now announcing they're going to adjust their algorithm regarding trending stories to censor Donald Trump supporters following the Orlando shootings. Apparently, in response to more and more people saying we have got to slow down some of the immigration. Now, it's a little misstated because Omar Mateen, the designated Patsy, was born in New York and he grew up in this country. His parents did come from Afghanistan, but they came in through the legal channels. But apparently, everything Donald Trump says is now considered offensive by the controllers of Reddit, and they're sort of dialing him down because they don't want you seeing or reading about him. All right, now, coming out of the 10th Amendment Center, there's a declaration that the government's proposal to use watch lists to remove your constitutional rights is itself unconstitutional, and it's also very, very dangerous. And as I mentioned before, the problem I have with that is the notorious inaccuracy of the watch lists. Omar Mateen wasn't on the no-fly list. And even the government admits the majority of people on these lists really don't deserve to be there. Some are there because they talked back to a stewardess. I mean, that's how easy it is to get on these lists, and there's no way to get off of them. Now, if there were a list that we could trust to have terrorists and only terrorists on it, I might go along with this idea. But we know these lists are not accurate. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with a computerized Wave ventilation unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com. mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And this story absolutely sickens me. I'm sure you're probably going to have the same reaction. Remember how I said before, whenever something like Orlando happens, everybody grabs it to push whatever their agenda happens to be. So apparently a lot of Christian leaders are using this story to push their anti-gay agenda. And Pastor Donnie Romero of Steadfast Baptist Church, in Fort Worth told his congregation that he agrees 100% with Baptist pastor Roger Jimenez, who made news with his sermon saying that the government should use firing squads to blow the brains out of gays. Then he went on to say that God will finish the job and prayed for the injured Orlando survivors to all die. Doesn't sound very Christian to me. Everybody is using it for the agenda. Now then, most of these pastors are using modern English translations of the Bible and don't understand that they are not, in fact, transliterations of what was written 2,000 years ago. And if you go back and you look at some of the earlier texts, especially those before the Council of Nicaea, you will find a very different story. Now, the Bible describes three relationships between people of the same gender that appear to be much closer than simple casual friendship. And in those older texts, there are indications that it was a physical relationship. Ruth and Naomi, David and Jonathan, Daniel and Ashpenaz, and in the missing gospel of St. Mark, it's even implied that Jesus and Lazarus had an encounter. But even setting that aside, I think any pastor who's out there calling for the murder of gays needs to look in a mirror and say, would Jesus really be okay with this? I think the answer is going to be no. I mean, the image of Jesus that we are proselytized about in church is of a forgiving individual. Let he who was without sin cast the first stone, I think, should apply here. One of the things that I found most alarming about this article was this individual's attempt to basically portray all LGBT individuals as pedophiles, which, coming from somebody in the church, that's the pot calling the kettle very black indeed. Because a lot of pedophiles are heterosexual, and the gender of their victims is more about availability than any particular gender preference. Final story for today, and proof that the anti-gun agenda coming out of Orlando is failing. Over in New Hampshire, the Live Free or Die state, a car dealership has started a promotion: buy a car, get an AR-15. Maybe it's time for me to buy a new car. All right, there's the music. I got to get on out of here and do the Jim Goddard Show up in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, share what you know with everybody that you know. Grab that Brexit the movie and just send it to everybody you know in Great Britain. Put it out on social media. Get it there. Oh, and by the way, stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. They're going to be talking about Brexit the movie. So don't touch that dial. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're a- listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.